KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms. We'll see highs mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, upper 60s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 70, and Thursday, sunny with isolated storms. Right now, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out late yesterday from USDA shows as of Sunday, 59% of the nation's corn is in the soaking stage. Last week, at 29, the five-year average of 54%. 9% of the corn in the dough stage nationally. Last week, it was a 3. The average is 7. The corn condition, 69%, is good to excellent, the same as a week ago around the U.S. Last year at this time, we had 57% of the corn in good to excellent condition. Soybeans blooming nationally at 64. Last week, we're at 48. The average is 57. Setting pods now at 25%. Last week, at 11. The average is 21. 69% of the nation's soybean, good to excellent. Last week, 68. So, plus one this week. Last year, we were at 54. Cotton squaring in Kansas, 76. The average, 49. Setting pod, 17 in Kansas. The average is 5. And 43% of the Kansas crop cotton condition, good to excellent, 46% fair. Sorghum headed out now nationally, 34. That is the average. Coloring at 19. That is also the five-year average. 51% of the nation's sorghum, a good to excellent. Last week at 46. Last year, we were at 73%, good to excellent. Winter wheat harvest now 74% done. The average is 75. Kansas just about done at 97% as of Sunday. And a pasture range condition, 35% good to excellent, 31% fair, 34% in the poor to very poor category. And last week, we were at 36% good to excellent. And last year, 66% of the nation's pastures and rangeland were at 66%. Good to excellent. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As of yesterday, the NJCAA has officially voted for all close contact sports to be moved from the fall to the spring, leaving some athletes and coaches to remain in conditioning mode.
We have a saying in our program, E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome. And the only thing we control is the R. Okay, we have to respond a certain way, and that's going to determine the outcome of the situation, and that's how we're going to approach it.
That was Ricky Kuhn, the head football coach for Dodge City Community College on KSN News. In other news, a 63-year-old man has died after authorities say he crashed and caught fire along a highway in north central Kansas. Cake News reports that it happened around Clay Center, as the Kansas Highway Patrol says Wesley Alexander was heading east when his Jeep Wrangler left the roadway, hit a farm access drive and a tree before coming to a rest on the driver's side. The vehicle then became fully engulfed in flames. Wesley Alexander was from Lenexa and he died at the scene. The accident is currently under investigation. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019, 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A civil rights group says it has resolved a lawsuit challenging a blanket ban on signs and restrictive permits for protests at the Kansas State House. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas said yesterday in a news release that under the terms of the dismissal, individuals and groups no longer need a permit or a legislative sponsor to reserve space. Handheld signs are no longer banned, and a person can only be banned from the State House if they break the law, not just for a rules violation. And the top Federal Transportation Safety Administration official in Kansas said he raised concerns about the need for coronavirus precautions at airports early during the pandemic and pushed the agency to put them in place nationally. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Wichita-based TSA Federal Security Director Jay Brainard moved to make sure that employees used masks and hand sanitizer in Kansas airports by March. He said that when he didn't see those practices adopted nationally, he used whistleblower complaints to push the issue. TSA spokesman Mark Howell said in a statement that the coronavirus precautions were in works before Brainard raised concerns. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Police say a woman has died in a two-vehicle crash in Omaha. Police say the crash happened around 10 p.m. on Sunday evening at a North Omaha intersection, killing 33-year-old Brittany McBride. Investigators say a speeding sports utility vehicle ran a stop sign at the intersection and hit another SUV driven by McBride. McBride was thrown from her SUV and died at the scene. Officials say the 18-year-old driver of the first SUV and his passenger were taken to a hospital with injuries but expected to survive. Police say charges are pending against the 18-year-old driver. And a 31-year-old man assaulted two police officers on Sunday when they tried to take him into custody during a disturbance at a Walgreens pharmacy counter in Lincoln. Ray Burns of Lincoln was arrested on suspicion of two counts of third-degree assault on an officer and resisting arrest. The Lincoln Journal-Star reported police responded to a call and arrived to see Burns causing a disturbance before jumping behind the pharmacy counter. Burns then assaulted the two officers. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019, 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week, Dan Scheffler with NextEra gave an update on the proposed wind farm project. The Irish Creek Wind Farm will include 110 turbines and a total boundary of 70,000 acres. 20,600 acres of voluntary contracts are already signed up. 28,000 acres of voluntary contracts are pending finalization of documents. There has been significant participation and interest in signing contracts. There is a 10-year tax exemption, then years 11 through the life of the asset, typically 20 years. The wind farm will be state-assessed. Therefore, Marshall County will likely receive payment in lieu of taxes, years 1 through 10, and then receive tax dollars from the state-assessed property starting in year 11. The Irish Creek Wind Farm is in the process of securing a building in Frankfort to house their office for the duration and maintenance of the project. In June, half of the micro-siting and surveying was completed. The second half will be done in October, taking into consideration timing of the harvest as to not intervene with farming operations. Scheffler indicated he would be getting a more accurate site plan to the county for review. He addressed several questions regarding decommissioning of the project. NextEra will post a full bond with Marshall County for decommissioning the 110 turbines. The amount of bond will be set by a third party upon completion of the project. Kim Austin, environmentalist and ecologist with NextEra, reported they've done extensive studies with wind resource and how it affects wildlife habitat, birds, and bats in the area of the proposed wind farm. NextEra also works voluntarily with federal and state agencies in regards to ecological and environmental issues. The board, along with NextEra, is planning to have a public forum evening meeting in the near future. Austin Klein of rural Frankfort stated the Nemaha County Soldier Creek wind farm doubled in size from the proposed project start and asked if that could be the case in Marshall County. Scheffler stated there is no intention of the boundary getting any larger at this time. Carissa Stevie asked when initial contact was made with county commissioners regarding the proposed wind farm. It was mid-October or early November 2019 when they let the board know out of courtesy they were putting up meteorological towers. Doug Pleggy of rural Frankfort spoke in favor of the wind farm, stating it's a win for the county and the township and a great way to improve roads and grow the community. He currently farms near the Marshall County wind farm and has had no problems. Dan Howell stated that this is a diversification for farming income. The annual Washington County Fair getting underway with 4-H food judging today. Open class entry check-in this afternoon, 4:30 until 6:30. Horse show is Wednesday along with open class judging, the pet show and swine show. Activities continue through Saturday. There will be no carnival games at Washington County this year, but other events, including parades Friday and Saturday evenings, are planned, as well as entertainment both those evenings as well. Tune to KNDY for continued updates and reports from the Washington County Fair. The full schedule is on the Washington County Fair Facebook page.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
The press reports a Democrat-linked super PAC is meddling in the Kansas Republican primary. Why are national Democrats spending big money to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary for Senate? Because the Democrats know they can beat him. They beat him 2 years ago for governor. They also know Kobach used to be pro-abortion. That's right. As reported in the Kansas City Star, as a state Senate candidate, Kobach said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Did you hear that? In most circumstances? Now Kobach's trying to cover up his liberal abortion record. Pro-abortion election loser Kris Kobach. No wonder Democrats like him. Don't let Democrats think they can fool us. Say no to Kris Kobach. Plains PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.plainspac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have one frontal boundary that has moved off towards the east, but we have a low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with another frontal boundary that's going to move across the area as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow and kind of rest overhead as we head into Thursday. This is going to bring prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms off and on until then as we head through Thursday. And it looks like Friday we'll finally see some dry weather and definitely warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70, and Thursday, sunny, isolated storms at 90 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We received an additional 3/4 inch of rain overnight into Tuesday morning. Average high temperature late July, 91. Recent record high, 104 in 2017. The average low, 69. Record low, 58, set in 1992. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Again, overnight, 3/4 inch at our studios. We settled in for about a half an inch on Monday morning and just at 1/4 inch on Sunday morning.
Are these imposters hanging out at your local farmer's market? We've got some surefire ways to spot a fake on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 21st, the 203rd day of the year. Comedian John Lovitz has a birthday, and Ernest Hemingway was born on this day in 1899. Are the farmers at your local farmers markets all displaying produce they've grown locally? The vast majority are, and thankfully, it's not hard to spot a fake. The easiest way is to engage them in conversation. Most vendors are eager to talk about their operation and products. Are they selling produce that's in season locally? A pineapple seller in Maine is probably sourcing his product elsewhere. And sneak a peek behind the display. Boxes marked with mass producer brands or clamshell packaging or signs it wasn't pulled from the farmer's field that morning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about it online at almanac.com.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Agriculture has been my life as a farm girl and now as a rancher. Rich are the blessings of rural life in Kansas. Agriculture is the backbone of our Kansas economy. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will stand for agriculture and family-owned agribusiness interests, especially equitable taxation policies. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, yesterday the Kansas City Royals kicked off their preseason game against the Houston Astros, getting ready for their 60-game season amid the COVID-19 pandemic. No attendees were in the stands, but it was good to get baseball underway. The Kansas City Royals did fall to the Houston Astros 6-3 in the spring training game, as the Astros had a big fourth inning, scoring 4 runs and giving them a 5-1 lead. The Royals tried to make a comeback in the eighth inning, scoring 2 more runs, but it just wasn't enough as the Houston Astros pull ahead for the their first win in the spring training season. The Royals have one more spring training game against the Astros today and then head on the road for one more spring training game against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow. The regular season kicks off with a three-game series on Friday against the Cleveland Indians. In other news, the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and its member institutions have announced they plan to delay the start of the intercollegiate athletic practices until the week of August 31st. Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association that includes Fort Hays State University, Emporia State University, Newman University, Pitt State, and Washburn University have announced their plan to delay the start of all intercollegiate athletic practices until the week of August 31st. Cake News reports that also pushes back the start date of competition until the week of September 28th. The CEO Council did support the recommendations to delay the start of all MIAA intercollegiate athletic practices and competition. However, the group acknowledges that the ability to execute the plan is dependent on students, employees, and fans demonstrating socially responsible behavior during the public health crisis. The plan does allow member universities to continue to monitor the COVID-19 global health pandemic and make decisions on athletics and other campus activities based on conditions in their own communities with guidelines from local and state health officials. And in other news, the Big 12 has released the preseason poll ahead of the 2020 season, and Oklahoma was chosen to finish first for the fifth consecutive year in the poll. Mid-America Network Sports.
Haxtell's Quinn Bussing passed for 96 yards on 7 of 13 tosses in the Kansas East-West Shrine Bowl Saturday. Centralia's Campbell Haverkamp was named East Squad MVP, picking off a pair of interceptions, adding three tackles, and averaged 40-plus yards on six punts. Marysville Storm Sloopionic also took part in the 47th annual summer event. West won the game 14-9 after a fourth-quarter 20-yard touchdown pass from Bussing was called back on an offensive pass interference call.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our Mole vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Game night to the patio with a living chessboard. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All you need are some 1x4s to create a square shallow planter and dividers, lumber for the bottom, a sturdy table to rest it upon, quality potting mix, and low-growing ground covers. Consider using long-lasting, plant-friendly cedar to construct the planter and the dividers that help contain the plants. Drill holes in the bottom for drainage. Fill the container with a quality planting mix and a slow-release fertilizer. Select a dark leaf ground cover like bugleweed and a bright or light green ground cover like Spanish moss. Alternate dark and light colored plants to create your chessboard. Check the soil moisture daily and water thoroughly as needed. Trim, prune, and divide plants as needed to maintain the checkered pattern. Purchase some large chess pieces, set up the table, and wait for the fun to begin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Where will you find the oldest working theater west of the Allegheny Mountains? The answer may surprise you, and the fact might have even surprised the folks who built it, given that the place had a Civil War battle fought on its front steps. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Some opera houses might host a play depicting a wartime script. Boonville's Thespian Hall got the real thing right in front of the building.
The building itself has only opened about 4 years before we have the outbreak of the Civil War. During the Civil War, Boonville actually experiences four battles. The first land battle of the Civil War takes place just a couple miles east of here, and the third battle is going to be basically right outside on the front steps.
Laura Wax is speaking of Thespian Hall, a grand opera house built in the 1850s in Boonville, Missouri.
During the Civil War, the theater ceases to be a functioning theater, and it becomes a Union Barracks hospital. Unfortunately, it's a morgue as well.
The Civil War squelched many of the big plans for this place.
And then after that, the building starts to fall into disuse. It's not used as frequently as it had been prior to that, because now we have to rebuild our community, and the arts are something that just kind of get pushed to the back burner.
But around 1900, the Stevens family bought and renovated the building, resurrecting the shows of old. More changes took place over the years.
The first motion picture is going to be shown here in the 1920s, and then it does a complete transformation so that it is a movie house. They put in a screen, they cover up the box seats, we've got the movie projectors, and that's going to last until 1974.
At that time, the building was in danger of being torn down and turned into a parking lot, but it was saved and restored, preserving a title that is quite impressive.
It is the oldest working theater west of the Allegheny Mountains, and we're very proud of that fact that we've been able to keep it going for now 163 years.
Traveling the Countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with appliances, furniture, household items, a rotting lawnmower, and Ford 8N tractor for the Marjorie Bayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan. Saturday, July 25th, sale begins at 9:30. They have a washer and electric dryer, 9-foot upright freezer, king-size bed, bedroom set, lazy boy reclining divan, glide rocker, glass front hutch, dining table with 6 chairs and 2 leaves, dinette with 4 swivel chairs, 2-drawer file cabinet. The 51 Ford 8N tractor with blade and comfort cover sells at noon. Also kitchen items and appliances, fancy dishes and glassware, a John Deere 48-inch 22-horse riding mower, Schwinn Airdyne exercise bike, gas grill, patio table with 4 chairs, treadmill, and miscellaneous. This household auction for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan, Saturday, July 25th, begins at 9:30. At 1410 North 15th Court, just west of the intersection of 16th Street and Jayhawk Road, north of Marysville City Cemetery. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Mealworms are the new IT protein source for a sustainable poultry and aquaculture feed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A Seattle company is banking on bugs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Growing trillions of insects on an industrial scale might be the profession of nightmares for some, but it's becoming a new area of growth in quality animal feed ingredients. Mealworms, which are beetle larvae, are commonly used for bird feeding. The insects are expanding their menu offerings to animals that would eat bugs anyway. Virginia Emery is the CEO of Beta Hatch. She started the Seattle-based company in 2015, and it's rapidly expanding to become the largest mealworm production facility for animal feed in North America. She says the insect-based proteins, oils, and nutrients for poultry and aquaculture will meet the global scale demand for plant and animal nutrients.
So we are a ingredient manufacturer, so we are focused on selling our ingredients, usually to feed blenders, distributors, folks that are using this as part of a complex and complete diet. So we are producing a high-protein, high-fat feed ingredient. Usually you would complement that with some other carbohydrates or other types of ingredients to get a balanced diet for the animals.
Most mealworms currently come from China, so she says a range of markets will benefit from this homegrown, sustainable alternative feed ingredient.
We know that some of the highest value that we can deliver are in things like salmon production and in specialty poultry and organic poultry production and hypoallergenic proteins for pet food. Those are some of the areas that we know there's the most value for our product.
Emery says while the company's focus is producing mealworms for feed protein, they also sell the insect frass, which is bug poop, as fertilizer. Learn more about using mealworms as protein in animal feed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you read or listen to the news, you can expect one thing to hit the headlines every day, and that's the stock market report. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. We all want to know, is it up, is it down, and what's causing these changes? You know, it's amazing how a few simple numbers can impact the financial mood of an entire nation. So how do you measure your financial health? Maybe it's how much cash you have on hand, or what you have in savings, or if you have enough in your retirement account. Now, these are all good ways to determine if your finances are in good shape. But here's another way. Take a look at your spending, saving, and giving. Are they aligned with your faith? Are you being obedient to God with your financial decisions? If you can answer yes to both these questions, you'll find you can live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. A thought to help you be wise and thrive.
A call to change how we invest in the science of agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Many voices over the years have focused on the need to increase public investment in agricultural research. One voice is suggesting we do one better than that, not only increase the investment, but direct it in ways to benefit small farmers, rural communities, and the environment. Ricardo Salvador is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Wouldn't it be better, as long as the public is investing and propping up that system, to invest in people whose vision is, let's invest in our soil, let's invest in clean water, let's invest in clean air, and let's invest in keeping families in rural communities and building up viable rural communities so that you don't have this economy of despair and suicide and essentially the culture that we're dealing with right now, which is essentially seeking somebody to blame and blaming others.
In a recent episode of the Food Tank podcast, Salvador says he's concerned about the level of mistrust in the science of food and agriculture.
How you can build back that trust in science is, first of all, to establish those facts that I just described. People need to be aware that science is a human activity and that, again, it costs. You need to invest in the sorts of things that you want to ask questions about, and you also need to be really vigilant about how that knowledge is being applied.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Chris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Chris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. As the 2020 harvest continues to move north, we check in with J.C. Skimper of Skimper Harvesting as he has a few crews making their way through Nebraska. We'll have the details and the numbers of a few elevator reports here in just a moment. But JC, what have been the major struggles up there in Nebraska? Has it been the weather, or have you guys been met by more struggles so far?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The freeze damage we're seeing here in western Nebraska, and weather wise it's been really good as far as cutting today and tomorrow. We'll still be in the hundreds, so we're gonna have some nice weather here to finish up, and obviously going to the future here in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. We're gonna be heading for Montana, and that's going to be coming off here on the 25th of this month, which is a little bit later than normal because they've got such a wet, cool spring. And what that means to them is it filled out nice and they're expecting a bumper crop up there. But
again, with Skimper Harvesting, that's at J.C. Skimper. We'll check in on a few elevator reports. We'll look first in Frenchman Valley in Chappelle, Nebraska. They're about 50% harvested as of now. The moisture coming in at 11 to 12%. Protein numbers at 11%, and the test weights coming in around 61 pounds. Now to Farmers Co-op in Henningford, Nebraska. They're about 15 to 20% harvested as of now. Their moisture levels also at 11 to 12%. Protein at 11%, and the test weights coming in near 61 pounds as well. That's your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update, and Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offer solid on select and stock vehicles with a purchase credit, 10,500 miles from 2650 escape a mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The coronavirus world is a confusing place for all of us, especially our children. Glenn Vaughan talked with one expert who says it's important we talk about the pandemic with our youngest farmers and ranchers.
With COVID-19 forcing the shutdown of schools this spring and the possibility that kids will not return to the classroom this fall, health and safety experts say it's important mom, dad, or any guardian out there sits down with a young child and talks to them about farm safety. Melissa Pluckelman is with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agriculture Health and Safety.
Parents can do to make sure their elementary age students or children are safe is to create safe play areas. And what that is that's an area where a child can play and be supervised at the same time.
She also noted it's important that you talk with the kids about not running out to see people they know and love, because those people are working and may not be watching out for children. That conversation, she noted, is just as important for your older children, those who have chores or work responsibilities on the farm. Pluckelman added PPE is a hot topic for the ag community and non-ag community right now. She said, while a lot of people are wearing cloth masks to businesses that they visit around town, that may not be a good fit on the farm.
If a farmer or a youth are doing things such as spraying pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, if they're working in dusty environments, sometimes they need to be wearing N95 masks. Or just by reading the back of the, reading kind of the instruction labels on whatever chemical they're using, it'll say exactly what type of respirator they need.
Pluckelman added it's important that all employees understand not only the correct pieces of equipment to use, but how to use them correctly. I'm Glenn Vaughan reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you. And after saying it was going to slow its purchases of U.S. soybeans, China continues to buy. I'll talk about that after this. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flora.com. That's F-L-U-R-A. .com. Well, China said late last year they would be slowing their purchases of agricultural products from the United States, particularly soybeans. But they have been undergoing a buying soybean spree, and it continued last week, with China's farm product buying continuing, with private importers in the Asian nation booking more U.S. soybeans as the end of the Brazil export season approached. During the week last week, private buyers booked at least five cargoes of U.S. soybeans on Wednesday. That's at least 300,000 tons for shipment, mostly in October and November from Gulf Coast and Pacific Northwest ports. The sales followed confirmation by the USDA on Wednesday morning of a fresh round of corn and soybean purchases by China over the previous 24 hours. It's the latest in a string of purchases by the world's top buyer of soybeans. And the USDA also said the sales came despite rising concerns that the top buyer of American agricultural goods would slow the import pace after President Trump signed an executive order ending preferential economic treatment for Hong Kong. The president ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under the U.S. law to punish China for what he called oppressive actions against the former British colony, prompting Beijing to warn of retaliatory sanctions. China would need to dramatically ramp up buying of U.S. farm products in the coming months to fulfill its Phase 1 commitment to import $36.5 billion in the first year of the deal signed in January. And U.S. government data shows that China imported just over $6 billion worth of U.S. farm goods from January to May. And since the previous Friday, USDA reported 3,259,000 tons in corn purchases by China, along with 518,000 tons of soybeans and 320,000 tons of hard wheat. China, the world's top soybean buyer, has been importing record volumes of Brazilian soybeans, but traders point out the harvest season in Brazil is coming to an end, and they are harvesting a pretty good soybean crop. But say the traders have said the South American company's exportable surplus is nearly sold out. Good news for American soybean producers. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
AI is a cattle disease that's highly contagious and can lead to blindness if it's not treated. Learn what the signs are and how to prevent it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Is a common infectious disease that affects the eyes in cattle. Any age bovine can get pink eye, but calves are the most affected. It's important to watch for it, as it significantly lowers calf growth rate and can cause the animal to go blind if left untreated. Dr. Peggy Thompson is a professional services veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim. She says pink eye is caused by bacteria that get a foothold when the eye is injured.
Anything that damages the cornea, so sunlight or dust, being poked by grass, anything like that that could damage the cornea of the eye could allow any of those bacteria to get in and cause the pink eye type lesions.
The bacteria are spread by flies, so good fly control is important, as well as preventive vaccinations. Thompson recommends vaccinating about 30 days prior to fly season. Keep the pasture well cut so seed heads can't irritate the animal's eyes, and provide shade to avoid eye irritation from the sun. Pink eye is a painful condition, and there are signs to watch for.
The most common thing they're probably going to see first is tearing of those eyes and probably a lot of blinking. If the lesion gets advanced, you could see those eyes turn cloudy, and that's just inflammation with the body trying to fight off the infection. And if it gets really severe, see an ulcer on that cornea where that cornea is actually damaged. And in severe cases, the eyeball will actually rupture.
An infected animal should be treated with antibiotics immediately. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for reducing pink eye at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still more of the same as we now pass through the midday point of the day of trading, as it's been a mostly mixed day through the grains, oil seeds, the livestock, energy markets still trading mostly higher. But let's start with the livestock. It's still mostly lower for August live cattle and the rest of the live cattle complex. August down 32 cents to 101.95. October down 20 to 106.17. However, the rest of the livestock still slightly higher. August feeder cattle's now unchanged at 141.60, but the rest of the complex seeing slight gains. September up 20 cents to 143.20. August lean hogs also up 87 cents to 51.27. October now to $50.25. That's up $1.05 on the day. Still some strength in the wheat complex. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all higher. September KC wheat up 6 3/4, sitting at 441 3/4. December to 453 a bushel. That's up 6 1/2. Some weakness for corn still. September corn down 5 1/4, sitting at 323 a bushel. December down a nickel at 330 3/4. Slightly lower for the soybeans as well. August beans down 6 1/4, sitting at 896 3/4. September sitting at $8.90 3/4. That down 6 today. Soybean meal still down 220 as well to 286.40. And even soy oil has turned negative. August now down a point to 29.93. Cotton still slightly higher, but the back months are now seeing some negative figures. October, though, still up 5 points, sitting at 63.05. A look at the stock markets here through the lunch hour still sees the Dow Jones rallying up 300 points at 26,980. The S&P up 17 to 3,268, but the NASDAQ is falling as tech struggles, down currently 54 points to 10,713. Both gold and silver still having a whale of a day, and the dollar index still down 61 points. Seb's back with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offer solid on select in-stock vehicles with a boot credit, 10,500 miles, or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire later.
The Black Squirrel City Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.